attendance check. Anybody else in? Rick Glover.
Hello, Rick.
Hello.
All right, you're there. How's the sound on your end? Is the sound okay?
I can hear you fine.
We're waiting for Eddie to tie in. It's my understanding he's out of his meeting, and he should be with us momentarily.
Okay, this is Mr. Rogers.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. I've been a little busy lately, been burning it up, but that's what it's all about. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine. Just kind of hot down here.
You're over in North Carolina. I'm down in Georgia, not too far out of Savannah right now. This is my favorite time of year. It's a little warm, you know, starting to sweat, but it's still nice outside, and it's not oppressive yet.
Yeah, I dread this winter. I mean, this summer. We had a hard one, so it's probably going to be really hot this year.
Yeah, that's what I keep hearing, and that's not a good thing. How hot does it get there in the summertime?
Oh, we can get up to 100.
Yeah. Yeah, about the same. How's the humidity? Does it kill you?
No, not too bad. We got a river going by, but it's nothing like a lot of large body of water. So it's not.
Yeah,
too
we're
bad.
We're fairly coastal, so sometimes it feels like you can swim.
Yeah.
I've always said I've never understood how you can have 99% humidity and, not have to wear a bathing suit to go outside.
Well, I've been in the Philippines during the monsoon, and you might as well.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, I bet it gets nasty there.
Yeah. But the good thing about it is it only takes about 20 minutes after the rain to dry off.
Does it? Is that because of the heat?
Yeah. Yeah, the heat's really bad, and the cloud bursts that come through, you get soaked, and then you wait 20 minutes. Well, for 20 minutes, you feel pretty good, and then it gets hot again.
Yeah, I was talking to a buddy of mine over the weekend, just got back from Afghanistan. He was saying, it's 120 degrees there in the summertime, but the good side of that is it's a really, really dry heat. He said you can hang all your laundry out soaking wet, and 15 minutes later it's ready to fold and put away.
Wow, that's hot.
Yeah, that's hot and dry.
Yeah. Well, figures for that area.
You have a good holiday weekend there?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we have a small herd of children over here. Between me and my wife, we've got a total of four, one of mine and four hers. So holidays like Easter are always an ordeal, but they're fun. It's a good time.
Yeah. Well, we spent it at my mom's, so it was always good eating there.
That's always the best kind. I used to, in a prior marriage, my ex-wife, her mom was pushing her 90s, and she was still completely self-sufficient, lived out in the country, grew all her own stuff. There was absolutely nothing like going out there for a holiday dinner, because she would just do it up, and everything's homegrown and made from scratch, and you just can't beat it, you know?
Oh, that's the good stuff.
Yeah, I just got a message through from Eddie. He said he'll be on within 4 minutes. He's getting out of the meeting now.
Okay.
So I apologize for the delay, but that's how these things go sometimes. I'm just glad his availability was good to have it today. I didn't want to push these back till tomorrow, you know.
Yeah. So how has the conference gone so far?
It's been going well. The first round the first round of placements started up today. Actually, today's the first week. The four architects are on board, and we've got four today, and then we've got a second wave set to start on the 2nd of May, and then a third on the 9th of May, I believe, is the following Monday. So So it's been a fast-paced ordeal. It's one of those things where the client waits till the last minute to make every single decision. You know how those go. Hey, I'll ask you, when we initially talked, did I mention the situs being in Fort Wayne?
Indiana?
Yeah, did we talk about that at all?
Well, you told me where it was, whenever I, yeah.
Okay. The
And
reason I asked
that was.
that, and I'm sure that, so I was saying the reason I asked that, and I'm sure Eddie will touch on this, is we got word late Friday afternoon that because of security issues with the Fort Wayne site and the number of placements that are coming on board for this, it's a pretty big project. They've actually moved the base camp, so to speak, of the project from their Fort Wayne offices over to Hanover, Maryland.
Oh, that's not far.
Yeah, so
So.
there's been a little geographical shift, and I know the architects were upset because they were all within driving distance of the original location. You know, now they're going to be planing and flying it in.
So we're doing it remotely from Maryland.
Well, they've got corporate offices all over. I know that in the initial discussions, Fort Wayne was the initial go. They've got an Arlington office that was considered, but the security clearance requirements there are top secret enough. And so this move to Hanover is relatively recent. My understanding is that the initial leg is going to be in Hanover for the initial 4 to 6 weeks on the project, and Eddie will be able to speak about that a little bit better than I am at this point. He's actually involved in the project. And then during that time frame, the rest of the specifics are going to be vetted out as far as how much time at what location. I know there's a big push by the leads on board to get as much remote in as possible on this.
So it's, if it's all remote, do we really have to travel to Maryland?
Well,
We can
there's a client site in Maryland, so it will be on site, you know, at location in Maryland at their offices there. This is a global client. I can't until this is one of those deals, you know, until the contracts are signed, I'm not at liberty to disclose the name of the client. But it's not a 7-Eleven or a Waffle House, you know.
Gotcha. I got you. So what version of Novell are they on? 6.5?
What's that?
What version of Novell are they on? 6.5?
To be honest, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't. I'm not technically involved in the project itself. My role is
Oh,
to
okay.
facilitate the placements on this.
Okay.
Now that being said, you know, I do the recruiter thing, and sometimes I get a little involved in the project stuff, but this was one of the few times that I actually had to make an appearance at a client's site a couple of weeks ago, which was interesting.
Really? What's up?
Sorry there, I got quiet. I was responding to Eddie. He should be tying in right about now.
Okay.
But yeah, it's going to be a fairly big project. There's a number of people that are coming on board for this. And the hard push is to get everything wrapped up by the mandated deadline of October 1st. Is the resume that I've got, is that the most current there?
Yes.
Okay. I'm showing the last project was the contracted to Pfizer in Philadelphia through January.
Yes.
Gotcha. Just
Yes.
want to make sure that I had passed along the correct version. And this particular the placements we're making now are going to be dealing specifically with the Active Directory side of the migration that's ongoing or going to occur. But there is the possibility that that's going to roll into the Exchange side at some point.
Well, if it's going to be all Microsoft, they need it.
Yeah, and I know initially the client, there was a little bit of a hot spot because I know the client was pushing to cut costs and try to dump the Quest tools and go with something that was a little more cost efficient. But luckily they got them. They got them to stay on board with that, so it's going to be QMM.
I don't think there is another program that does it.
Eddie?
Hey, Eddie, you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, we're docking your pay for being late, man.
You're the first time I've been docked. Hey, Rick, I apologize, man. One meeting wraps up a little bit late, kind of sets the stage for the day. Yeah. All right, so I'm outside, so if you hear a bunch of background noise, that's why. I try to use this video. Well, why don't we do this, Rick? Why don't you tell us a little bit about you and what you've done in IT so far.
Well, I've got 16 years worth of Novell experience. I've worked on 3 migration projects. One was by hand, and then when a request came up, I've done migrations of Novell to Microsoft AD and then GroupWise to Exchange.
Okay, and you said you what? Novell to what? Novell to Microsoft what version?
The latest version.
2008?
Yeah.
Okay, and what version of Novell was that from?
6.5.
Oh, okay. What, do you know what tool set you used?
Quest.
Oh, okay.
The batch program.
Oh, I got you. All right. How many users did you migrate from there?
Let's see. Cooper Hand Tools was the first time that I've done it with Quest, and that was about 4 sites down in the United States. We had Canada and Germany we were migrating.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Sorry, those are just kind of off the wall as you're talking. I thought I'd ask those questions. How about the – have you ever done an Active Directory to Active Directory migration?
No, not Active Directory to Active Directory. I've done migrations within Novell. I mean, upgrades and upgrading the GroupWise and upgrading Novell to a different version. I've got like 15 years of experience in that.
Upgrading Novell versions?
Yeah, from 3.12 all the way up to 6.5.
You and I both, brother. You and I both. I was actually one of the first people to do the tree merge back in Novell 4. Me and another guy did a huge tree merge and wrote a big paper for Novell about it.
Yeah,
those days are long gone.
Yeah, I know.
Too bad right,
Novell had to let us down.
So I'll tell you a little bit about what we're doing here. Well, actually, right before I do that, I kind of switched it up a bit, so let me go ahead and just tell you a little bit about what's going on at the client site. We have a single Active Directory for us today that the government has come down and has mandated that the company divest a little bit, and it needs to divest into 3 total separate companies. So this is going the other way. Instead of a merger, it's more of a separation than a divestiture. And so we're going to go from a single Active Directory for us. We're gonna carve out a subset of those users, groups, computers, printers, servers, apps, and we're going to create them into a new greenfield installation of an Active Directory forest. We're going to carve out another set of those users and put them to a second target forest. So at the end of this, we're going to have 3 forests. A subset of the users will remain in the original. A subset will be going to target forest number 1, and a subset of objects will be going to target force number 2. Make sense so far?
Yeah.
Now, when you're doing multiple targets to a single source, it complicates things a tad. All the way across the board, there's two major work streams that are going on right now. We're doing an Exchange migration as well as an Active Directory migration. And whenever I say a migration, it's really times two. So basically there's four major workloads that's going on right now. We're trying to consolidate them, make sure that everything is pretty safe. So there's a lot of concern as far as what can be possible, what's not. And we're using Quest as well. Now, the Quest version for the NDS migrator is not the same as for the Quest Migration Manager for Exchange and for AD. Those are written by two total different companies. You know, because Quest, like every company, is a component of 14 or 15 different companies that they've bought over time. So while having some experience with it, it's good. It's totally different than the ones that we're working with. So, but we are using Quest for both pieces of, for the Exchange side and for the AD side. What we need is somebody who can assist the architects in the writing down and documenting and assisting to facilitate the processes that we need to go through to actually make the migrations happen. There's several schools. Yeah. There's several things on the table right now as to how the workload is going to be distributed. But if I was a gambling guy, I would say that right now a handful of the people will be selected to say, a handful of the migration people will be selected to actually push the button and do the migrations and assist with some of the troubleshooting of that. Sorry, I know it's loud here, Rick. I'm trying to get out of the wind. should get quieter here in just a second. So if I was the gambler, I would say that we're probably going to have a set of migration specialists that are good enough to actually handle migrations under the tutelage of one of the architects that helps to design it. And just before that happens, we need to develop the processes and procedures that's needed to follow those migration paths, what pathways, migration plans we call them. Once all that's done, we're going to have 24/7 shifts. So some of these guys will be working, and I say these guys, I'm including myself into that, will be working during the day, during the night, first shift, second shift, or third shift. So that's the only thing we know for sure now about how it's going to work out once we get on site and actually start putting together the migration plan. The duties and roles may change slightly, but for the most part, that's kind of what we're looking for. Somebody who has the capacity, even if you don't have the experience, the capacity to actually perform some migrations and follow step-by-step guidelines that you help create. So it should be, it shouldn't be too bad. The problem, the challenge here is the complexity and the timeline, the complexity of the project. Most of the architects, there's four of us on staff, are going to absorb a lot of that type of workload. Once we get past the conceptual architecture of it, actually implementation should not be too terribly difficult, but it is going to be very, very fast-paced and most likely very, very high stress for a while. So that's kind of the challenge. But it's a migration project. It's kind of expected.
Yeah.
So now that I've buttered on, I'll ask you a couple of technical questions. But go ahead. It sounds like you have a question.
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Thanks. So, what is your comfort level on Windows OSs themselves? And what I mean by that specifically is, If a machine is not applying the group policy properly, how would you check to see if it is or isn't applying the group policy?
I'm not a Windows person, and if you're looking for somebody to migrate AD to AD,
uh-huh,
then I'm not the person for you.
Okay. You're what, just Novell guys? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
I know Novell, and I was told that the project was going to be coming from Novell to Active Directory.
Okay. No, we do have, we are having a group-wise piece of that that's coming over to Exchange. So the AD piece here is just Active Directory to Active Directory.
Well, the group-wise piece to Exchange I can help you with.
Okay.
But if it's just Microsoft, then that's a different story.
Okay, gotcha. So most of your truth is on the Novell side?
Yes.
You can reach
now,
the
truth? I have managed an AD house for about a year, so I do have some experience, but I wouldn't say at all that I'm an expert in Windows.
Okay. And to be quite honest, we're not looking necessarily for experts in it. We're just people who have the capacity to learn it. What we're trying to do is make sure that we've got somebody who has the willingness and the ambition to learn a new technology, and the technology really is more along Quest and not so much Windows. If you've been around the Windows world enough to understand, you know, generic stuff, like if you know what a group policy is, if you know what an object is, if you understand Novell, obviously you know what objects and things are.
Yeah, I mean, all of that is IEEE run. And, yeah, I know group policies and objects and what they mean in a tree. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And if it's just somebody coming up to speed with what you're doing,
yep,
then I'm your man, because at Pfizer, we had to go through all kinds of training to come up onto whatever they wanted and get through the training.
Okay. Yeah, and so... So the way I sum this up is a migration is a migration. Now, the tool sets and the back-end technologies, totally different. But the things that are important in a Novell migration are the same things as important as an Active Directory and a GroupWise migration. You know, sometimes you get hung up in the details and the particulars, but the architects are really there to ferret those problems out. So it would be my job to actually ferret out what potential issues may impact us. But we would need somebody who has the capacity and the willingness to learn so that we could actually say, okay, well, Rick, do me a favor, and here's A, B, C, and D. Can you do me a favor and take care of B, C, and D? Of course, let's explain it to you first so that you understand this. And so if you help write the processes that you will then follow and carry out, we don't anticipate that to be too terribly hard.
No.
Just long hours.
I don't mind long hours as long as I get paid for them.
I hear you.
I don't mind at
all. Here.
If I'm on salary, then you know, it's kind of like a slave driver if you work too many hours.
But yeah, you get that right.
Hour, I don't mind at all.
Okay. And where are you located at, Rick?
I'm in North Carolina. Virginia border.
Where at?
Right next to the Virginia border.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful area. Okay, well, that sounds good. I tell you what, we got another handful of candidates to interview, and I tell you what, I like your attitude. So let us finish these candidates. We'll report back to Mike, and we'll find out exactly, you know, where you stand at. We should have report back to him by Wednesday or so.
Okay.
As to the final selection of the candidates, and just FYI, do you have any problem traveling up to Maryland?
No. I wouldn't have a problem at all.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. And do you have any questions for me?
No, I think you covered all the questions I had.
Okay. I know it wasn't much of a truly in-depth, hardcore technical interview. And I try to sum it up, and I know I didn't do it here because it's so noisy outside. Is that what we're looking for is more of an assessment. We have several open positions. We can fill it. We can fill several different positions, and we're just trying to figure out where you might fit best at.
Uh-huh.
So that sounds good. Let me get back with Michael. We got about, I guess, another 8 or 9 or 10 interviews to go through, and we should have a final decision, and Michael's a pretty good guy. He'll follow up with you one way or the other. Probably by Wednesday evening, Thursday at the earliest. It would start, the first part of that would start next Monday, and a subset of people will start the following Monday, the 7th or 9th, the 2nd or the 9th.
Okay.
Are you okay with either one of those?
Doesn't matter, either one.
Okay, that sounds good to me. Let me ask you this too. Have you done much contract work in the past, or have you been pretty much on staff? Okay, good.
No, my work has been contractor.
Okay. That's what I thought you said earlier. I had a bus passenger earlier, and I couldn't hardly hear you, but that's what I thought that you said. Okay. All right. Hey, thanks for clarifying that. And, hey, I appreciate your time, Rick. And I apologize again profusely for being late. Had a client meeting that ran over, and I was trying desperately to get out of this. Sorry, hop on the call.
I understand completely.
All right, man. Sounds good. I appreciate your time, and Michael should be following up with you in the next couple of days.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, Rick. Thank you, man. All right. Bye-bye.
All right, Rick. Thanks a lot, man.
You're welcome.